Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in... Three body problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. It is Monday. On Joey Grazia Day's premiere day tonight.
It's Grazia Day.
It is Grazia Day. Tonight we're going to get episode 1 of Bachelor Season 28, Joey Grazia Day. And this is truly the beginning of 2020 gore. Now, we are going to be covering that tomorrow, the breakdown, the recap. Be sure to follow us for that. But right now, what we got for you is a digging deeper with some great clips that have happened over the past couple of weeks that Dark Seeker has put together for us. And before we get to it, though, I do just want to quickly mention or have a brief conversation about a little television program called Traitors. It is on Peacock.
Yes.
I'm covering it in Clues Corner. And it's very good.
I watched your two first quarters last night and I was instantly obsessed. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. It's basically what I think third wave reality TV is. It's the best example of it. This is the new era where these shows can exist that pull big reality stars from all these, a variety of different kind of disciplines and shows, and they put them together to compete in some game format. In this case, it's like a psychosocial kind of game. Last night, I was watching, we're recording this on a Friday, so last night was Thursday. I was watching episode 4, which came out last night, and something became very clear to me. I won't spoil anything for you, but something became very clear to me, and you'll see why when you get to 4. What Traitors is mixed martial arts for reality television. Even the players themselves in 4 start to identify that there are different disciplines within the skill tree of reality television. They begin to break themselves up into the housewives, the gamers, they're called, which are people who come from like Survivor or Big Brother, Open Games. And then there are also, although they didn't give this name to it,
I did hear Janelle specify. She's like, I only do competition shows. So I was like, oh, okay. Interesting.
Exactly. So there is this, even amongst themselves, they begin to differentiate. We're housewives, you're gamers. And then there are people, although they didn't give it this moniker, I believe it should be lovers. They are from Bachelor, Love Island, the dating kind of games. But those three disciplines.
Popeye and Bergie.
Yeah, Popeye and Bergie, basically, and Ek and Sue. They essentially give themselves these names, but the idea that coming from one of these types of reality shows gives you a different specific skill set that is in some cases directly opposed to another player's skill set. In some cases it's analogous or complementary or what have you. But, you start to see that like housewives have different skills than like a Bachelor player, just based on what they do in their mm-hmm. game. And in episode 4, there's even a direct challenge made basically saying that you do play a game on Housewives. And the Housewives are like, we don't play. So they're keeping this level of like pro wrestling kayfabe that's like, no, our show is real. Your guys are the ones who are playing games. It's fascinating.
Oh my God, I can't wait. First of all, I have so many thoughts because it's hard to watch it. To watch the corners because you don't know who the people are at first. Yeah. I'm like, you're just like, oh, Phaedra. And I'm like, oh my God, watching Clues discover who Phaedra is so
she's amazing.
Enjoyable.
Her faceplate is fucking just not of this planet.
And I am just thinking of the housewives that I need to get in there. I'm like, Karen Huger needs to be in there. We need the Countess in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many of them would be good. One note I do want to say is the challenges are, especially the first two challenges, they're too hard. They're so complicated. I can't follow it.
They're incredibly complicated. And sometimes even when Alan Cumming is explaining them, sometimes I just get lost. I'm like, wait, what? I just need to see them do it. And then you kind of can understand. I agree. The challenges are a little too complex.
I have no idea what they're doing. And I also like, it's part of what I like about this game versus an all-star game of like Survivor or Big Brother yeah. is that the physicality isn't as important because then you lose the people who are like the good minds. And that's the element that appeals to me the most. I don't really watch most of the challenges in Survivor. I find that to be the most boring part. I like the scheming.
I agree. I like that the physicality of the challenges is very minimal. It really is more mm-hmm. about like intellect and psychology and being able to manipulate people. And that is what like people on The Bachelor are good at that. Or some of them are, we should say some are not. The housewives obviously are good at it.
Some, we'll see. I also think it would be okay if the challenges were this hard, if there was more money on the table. They need to increase the prize pot. Cause I'm just like, what? Don't do this to them.
I think they need to take away the prize pot. I think the prize, $250,000, is inconsequential to my, I mean, some of these people have 5 million Instagram followers. To somebody who has 5 million Instagram followers, they're getting paid, you know, $75,000 for an Instagram story. Like,
I'm like, there's so many flame effects in this show. I'm like, all this stuff costs so much money. Just make the prize pool. It has to be over $1 million. I'm sorry.
But it's like watching celebrities, many of whom we already know are filthy rich, compete for any amount of money is like lost on me. The prize needs to be something else. I don't know what it is. If it's like you get to come back to the game next year, if you win, you can keep coming back or something. I'm not sure what that prize needs to be, but I agree with you. The money prize of that, seeing them like, oh, you can bank this money or go for the shield. It's like, I'd be going for the shield every time. Who cares?
Yeah, this round's for 20K. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. we recorded Twibbin yesterday, and I would like to issue a retraction.
Yeah.
Dark Lord Cumming is absolutely the greatest Dark Lord that's ever existed. I had no idea what was going on. When he is the costumery, the little demon dog creature, him just being like so extra and giving it all, like it helps give a gravitas to the situation. Like, it's a show that's only been on one season. Like, it doesn't have that much gravitas, but he acts like it does, and that carries it and makes it so you're like, oh, there's the reputation of winning the game is important, because the money prize obviously isn't.
Yeah. And he's there. Something that he does very well as a Dark Lord, which I have never seen any other Dark Lord do, he is there. He's a part of the game. In episode 4, the challenge they do involves like a fake funeral kind of thing, and they have to walk this funeral procession. A, he's decked out in another fucking insane Dark Lord outfit, and he's literally marching them through the fucking woods. He's out there with them doing it. When they have their deliberations, he's there in the background. He sneaks off into the shadows and he's like standing against the wall. Like, he's a real part of the game in a way that no Dark Lord really has been. You see DLH or DLP, they bring him in to say a couple of lines and have this forced conversation with somebody at a difficult time, and then they're gone. They're in their fucking trailer. They're not part of the game.
I'm sorry, but DLP has to watch Traitors and he has to step up his game.
Ain't nobody going to be able to come to Alan Cumming. He's unreal.
I know. I mean,
DLP couldn't do a tenth of that.
You're never going to match that voice, but you could become more extra. You could add a little pizzazz.
DLP is going to be wearing a fucking suit and tie and maybe a couple of little two-button collared shirts.
No, he was in that little costume, remember? He was the running around Bigfoot. I think more of that needs to come. This has inspired me so much. And I truly, like, I love Big Brother. Yeah. I love Janelle and Dan. I'm so excited to see them play. I'm so excited to see Phaedra.
I know.
Ekansu. I'm a little disappointed so far, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I love it so much. I feel a little stressed the whole time because I, like, Mafia, it's basically Mafia, and that's a very stressful game.
If any producers are listening right now of Traitors, season 3, let me give you a casting suggestion. You get Nick Viall and you get Sean Booth. You put them in the same season, and maybe Josh Murray. Uh-huh. Throw him in there too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that pairing of like Parvati is like my favorite Survivor player. She's so good. She's still got it. She's so good. I love that. Of like pick the person and their runner up. I just assumed that they would kind of get into their group based on their old show, even if they were rivals. Like you have to hold on to any connection that you have. So I'm not surprised that that ends up happening with the groups.
Yeah, there definitely is a little bit of that. But anyway, we just wanted to take a brief moment to talk about this show, which I feel like is a massively important show in third wave reality television, especially with the success it's having on Peacock. I believe it will be kind of the cornerstone show of that network now. I think it's going to be what keeps them alive. It's beautifully shot.
It's shot so well.
Last night I was covering the funeral thing, and they come to a little spot in a road where they have to like step off, and there's a mausoleum, and they have to like read something or whatever. And I'm just looking at the construction of the shot and the set decoration, the art decoration. It's fucking impeccable. And I was just reminded that like if something like this was happening in Bachelor, it would just be like a sign hung on a tree that's like Kissing Rock.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They never go to those lengths to make shit look good. And yeah. Traitors does. It always looks very good. Anything they're doing, all the little games they play, the castle they're staying in, it's all fantastic.
The one where Dark Lord Cumming is just sitting like with a little picnic basket and like shouting stuff at them. Have DLP bring his dog. I think he's got to have that little dog with him everywhere he goes. And I think that helps. I think there's little ways we can elevate our Dark Lord. I'm inspired.
It's like a witch having a familiar.
Clues. I quit bras during the pandemic. I said, no more. They're not comfortable. I'm being comfy as a lifestyle. And I couldn't picture a bra that would exist that I would want to wear. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. They don't have underwire, they don't have bulky fabrics, and they are so soft. Basically feels like a second skin, which is the only type of bra I will be wearing in the year of our gore, 2024. Mm-hmm.
I got the crossover bra, the black runway one. It has this cute like mesh that adds peekaboo mesh that adds this very sexy touch. So it's like, doesn't look like it's, you know, a comfortable bra, but it is. And I guess I'm a bra person again, it turns out.
Well, congrats, Pace Case. I know it's a big step for you. Right now, you can treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/roses. Use that exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/roses. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
Clues, you know, I'm on my year of health, 2024. I'm trying to really focus on that. You know, I've got my career in order. I've got, you know, other aspects of my life, but I eat badly and I take care of myself badly. But that is changing now. I have discovered Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. I use their wipes. I use their, they have a traditional deodorant stick too, which I use, a lovely coconut smell about it. And no matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. They have over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it.
It's baking soda-free, it's paraben-free, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt, clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. Did you know that?
That's
a
disgusting.
High level. With Lumi, the average odor level is, guess what? 0 out of 10.
Yes.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. You could get mini body wash, you can get deodorant wipes, whatever you want, and free shipping. And as a special offer for everyone listening right now, new customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ROSES at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off the starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use that code ROSES.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. At any rate, thank you for indulging this conversation. Please check out Clues Corner, where I'm covering traitors. Like I said, I think this show is massively important in the history of reality television for a variety of reasons, but it is the mixed martial arts of reality TV. It brings these different disciplines together and says which one is best, which one can beat the others. It's fascinating.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Yeah, everyone should watch.
Indeed. And now let's move on to what we came here to do, Pace Case. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, we're starting off this Digging Deeper with a couple of clips from the only official Bachelor Nation podcast that still exists, Bachelor Happy Hour, aka Clickbait. this first question comes to us from an episode on December 28th. It is Fan Questions Part 2. Are you ready?
Who is on your Mount Rushmore of Bachelor Nation?
Who's on my Mount Rushmore of Bachelor Nation? Probably just me.
Four groceries on my Mount Rushmore. Best answer.
Yeah. Let's see. Who would be on my Mount Rushmore? Me. This is this is what you're getting out of Happy Hour now. This is what that show is now. This used to be the document of record for Bachelor Nation. Now it's just Grocery imagining himself as every head on Mount Rushmore. And it's Serena asking that question. I know this is your viewer questions, but like, what the fuck is Happy Hour? What are we doing here?
It's also Serena's right there. That's a lob. You're on my Mount Rushmore, babe.
Exactly. No, just me.
It's you and a bunch of mothers.
It depends on which Mount Rushmore you wind up being. All right.
I love mothers.
Let's move on to the second clip from the same exact episode. And we get to a hard-hitting question about what Grocery would title his own biography. This is a good glimpse into Grocery's mind. Here we go.
I always laugh when you ask your guests this question. What would the title of your autobiography be? See, I hate asking our guests this question because I would never want to be asked because I don't know what the answer would be.
Mine would probably just be His Way.
His Way?
Yeah.
Yours would be Joe. It would just be your name in big capital red letters, I feel like. And then your face on the front.
Joe. Just Joe. I like that. I do like Joe, but no, it would be His Way. That's what I want.
His Way? Yeah. Like My Way by Frank Sinatra, but His Way?
His Way,
Joe, yeah. Mobley?
I would call it Paper Plastic.
I would call it Grocery, the story of the greatest night one guy in history.
It's just him with an aw shucks, like shoulders up face, yeah. And it's just disgruntled females.
So
just Joe. I mean, unfortunately, My Way really got ruined for me by the inauguration of someone.
Yeah. Well, here though, Joe calls it His Way. I would call it His Way. Now, what he may or may not know is there is a book called His Way. It was the unauthorized biography of Frank Sinatra that came out in like the mid-2000s or something.
Good title.
I don't know if he's making direct reference to that and just doesn't know it, or if he's like, I don't think
it's a reference.
Yeah, I don't think he knows. Well, I mean, it is a reference to Sinatra, but I don't think he knows that there was already a Sinatra book literally called that. It's like, hey, Joe, they're gonna make a movie about your life. What do you want to call it? I want to call it Star Wars. There's already one called that, Joe, I think.
I want to call it Me.
Yeah. How about Citizen Kane? This is a snapshot. These two clips to me.
It should be called Night One Guy.
I agree. Night One Guy is it. I think that these two little clips are a beautiful snapshot into exactly the state of Bachelor Happy Hour. This is what you're getting out of that show. Now, they're about to ramp up. They're going to start having people who get kicked off of Grazia Day's season coming on their show and interviewing them and all of that. And it will get back a little more to the podcast of record for the nation. Mm-hmm. But this is it. That's the tone of that show.
Oh, a lot more. This is their mailbag episode.
But even that, even him being like, I'd call it His Way. My Mount Rushmore is only me. That attitude.
Yeah, I'm not even going to think about the question. I'm not going to try to give you an answer. I'm just like, whatever. The question's stupid.
Just doesn't care. The least amount of effort put into this, just does not give a fuck. Probably doesn't even want to be part of this thing anymore. Is just doing it maybe for Serena or for the money. I don't know.
Get this guy on Traitors, though.
Grocery?
No, he couldn't do a Traitor. No.
If Grocery was a faithful, he might be able to meander around. I think he could do like a low profile kind of like head below water type. No, could not be a Traitor. It requires too much intellectual capability, I think, to be a good trader.
I think you have to be so good at lying. Like, I think only like half the people could be traders who are on the show. Popeye?
I agree. I agree.
I mean, he would fold immediately.
I agree. Yes. Popeye's doing, a good job of sincerely conveying that he's like trying to root the traders out. I think eventually that's going to bite him in the ass, though, because you see him leading conversations every once in a while about like, well, think about it, though. What's the motivation of a trader to do this? He'll start saying shit like that. And right now that comes across as sincere. But as the group gets smaller and smaller, it's basically like anyone who is trying to lead a conversation will be targeted, I think. That's just the nature of that game.
Yeah. As soon as it's like, I mean, that's the fun part about it. It's like you're trying to figure it out, but you don't want to be too overt because then they're going to kill you off. I can't believe who they got in the first episode.
I know. I'm really excited to see how that show evolves in successive seasons, because I think there will start to become gameplay mechanics that are like just written into it, basically, that like, you know, you're going to the show and if somebody does this, it means this. And you know what I mean? Kind of like how Big Brother has become that.
When they're like, oh, who's silent at the table?
Yes. That type of shit.
I also don't think they're doing enough of what I would be doing, which is just, and I think maybe we saw one player do this, but just go directly up to everyone's face and say, are you a traitor? And just look at their face.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that. And obviously it's admissible in the game.
I think it's not being tried enough, because I would directly be confronting everyone.
I haven't looked into this, but I'm sure there have been dissertations written on this game, because I think the person who came up with it was like a Russian psychology student or something, a PhD level person who created Werewolf. And I think that there must be papers written on the strategy of this game, how to break this game, all that kind of shit. It has to be out there. Maybe I'll start researching that a little bit, because I am curious. If you were a well-studied player of this game and went into it, I think you could dominate it, because it doesn't look like a lot of these people are. They studied the first season, but that's one iteration of it. They know how it basically works and kind of like how they're going to play this specific situation. But
and if all of them were, you know, the hoi polloi first season, you have to factor in all of the power dynamics of them all being celebrities now.
That too. Yeah. When you're walking in there with 5 million followers and you've got some people who are sitting at like 70K, or the British politician guy has like 100 or something. His Instagram is literally just one video of him speaking into the camera and that's it.
Is that his actual Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry I keep bringing up traders. I just...
No, it's fine. All right. Let's move on. Our next clip comes to us from the Vial Files, and this is a big one. The guest was none other than Gypsy Rose Blanchard. This was from January 8th. And in this clip, Nick pulls a very special When I Was the Bachelor on Gypsy Rose.
Great.
This clip is insane. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip and every other clip and all of our Digging Deepers and see our live shows every Monday at 4:30 p.m. PST right before game time, and get access to our Discord and all the Pace Case Palapas and all the Clues Corners and the back catalog and ad-free episodes, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/gamerroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. Get the rest of this episode and everything else as well. We have some big things planned. We hope to see you there.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.